This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 358 for Thursday, April 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures failed to cling to small gains on Thursday as pressure coming from losses in most comparable oils was too much to fend off. The May canola contract gives up $2.90 at $608.70 per ton, and the much more heavily traded July contract loses $1.50 at $622.30 per ton. While there are increases in European rapeseed, the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil are to the downside. Global crude oil prices are a pinch lower. Prairie temperatures are chilly for mid-April, with precipitation today for the eastern half of the region. The western half is expected to see precipitation next week. Meanwhile, thoughts of dry conditions across the prairies still linger in the background. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Thursday afternoon as the loonie rises to 72.59 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 72.5. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale for 138,000 tons of old crop soy meal to the Philippines. The USDA issues its export sales report, and for the week ending April 11th, soybeans come in at 486,000 tons of old crop and 236,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal export sales tally 130,000 tons of old crop and 1,000 tons of new crop, while soy oil amounts to 100 tons. Export sales of U.S. corn are 501,000 tons of old crop, along with 65,000 tons of new crop. Old crop U.S. wheat have net reductions of 93,600 tons, but net new crop sales of 222,000 tons. All U.S. export sales this week are within trade expectations. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The May contract falls 15 cents at 11.34.5 per bushel. May soy oil gives up nearly 9 tenths of a cent at 44.12 cents per pound. May soy meal dips 70 cents at $338 per short ton. Corn is lower as its May contract foregoes 3.5 cents at 4.27 per bushel. Oats are higher, with the May contract rising 5.5 cents at 3.55. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago May sheds a quarter cent at 5.37. Kansas City May gains 4.5 cents at 5.77. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May adds 6 cents at 6.39. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, April 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.